bloodied, bandaged faces and in shock. Husband and wife, Mykola and Ludmila, try to comfort each other. They were inside the shopping mall when the missile hit.
I flew headfirst and splinters hit my body. The whole place was collapsing. I then landed on the floor and I don't know if I was conscious or unconscious. I didn't understand anything. I opened my eyes and I saw a big piece of rubble was on top of me. I started to scream, "Help me." Water was coming from somewhere. The water woke me up.
Mykola describes the scene.
I saw lots of wounded people, burned people, some were covered in blood. One girl fell down and we helped pull her along.
Hospital staff worked all night to treat the dozens of wounded people. But not everyone brought to the hospital survived. Outside, people register the names of friends and family they cannot find.
I was working and I heard the explosion and I saw the fire. I put my friend's name on the list, but we have no information about whether he's alive or not.
A burnt-out shell is all that remains of the shopping centre. Emergency services search in the rubble for survivors and remains. Yulia was working in a shop across the street when the attack happened.
They hate us. I'm Belarusian. I was born in Belarus. This is my fatherland. I'm ashamed.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said there were around 1,000 people inside the mall at the time.
Today's Russian strike on a shopping centre in Kremenchuk is one of the most daring terrorist acts in European history. A peaceful city, an ordinary shopping centre. Inside, women, children, ordinary civilians.
Ukraine's National Security and Defence Council said preliminary data suggested the Russian strike was from one of two X-22 cruise missiles fired from an aircraft. It said the other hit the city's sports stadium. Kremenchuk has been hit by Russian missiles at least twice before, but they didn't leave this scale of death and destruction. Moscow says it's trying to avoid civilian casualties, but hardly a day goes by when a civilian isn't either killed or injured in a Russian missile strike a long way from the front lines. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.